So there's something intimate. There's an exchange between Mahaprabhu and Murugupta, an embrace, embracing Alingana, and then praising, speaking about the firm faith nishta in faith in devotional service, faith in bhakti, as the devotees heard. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he's got an audience, the assembled devotees, and then he says that, text 138, previously I induced Murugupta again and again to be allured by Lord Krishna. I said to him, my dear Gupta, Lord Sri Krishna Vrajendra Kumara is the supreme sweetness. So I think you should be attracted to this supreme sweetness, Parama Madura. Madura means sweet, sweetness, and Parama means the supreme sweetness. Generally, the definition for sweetness is something that softens intensity. You might have experienced something very intense, or you might have experienced a person who has a lot of intensity. But if he exhibits some sweetness, then that softens the intensity. We could say that about Krishna. He has the Aishvarya. He's the supreme controller. He has a lot of intensity. But the Madhura aspect of Krishna, his sweet character, softens that intensity. And sweetness is also something that helps us grow. It nourishes us. When the mother is very sweet to the children, then they feel, oh, you know, mother's really great. She's helping us learn about the world, helping us grow up. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the section that we're reading today, in another verse, he mentions Madhura again, the sweetness of Krishna's character. He has a pleasing character. So, Murugupta, what do you think? Are you attracted to Krishna? Vrindavan Dham is made of touchstones, transcendental touchstones. So in other words, the whole surface of Vrindavan Dham is the source of all valuable jewels. You know, jewels are really costly. If you go to a jewelry shop and see how much you have to pay to get a small gem. But in Vrindavan, these gems are all over the ground, and people are walking on them. And in Vrindavan, the number of cows is unlimited. Here, the herd is limited to a certain number. Shyamasundara was saying a couple of days ago, we have 60 cows. But in Vrindavan, unlimited cows. So the best way to conceive of this, if you want a concrete example, is think of all the cars that we see daily and imagine that they were all cows and people valued cows as much as their cars. And they all had, probably they didn't even have cars anymore because they just wanted ox carts. So the whole cow civilization could be there. That's how it is in Vrindavan. And these cows can fulfill everyone's desires in Vrindavan. They're kamadenukas. And the speech of the people in Vrindavan is like music. It sounds like music, people speaking. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in this section also that Krishna's pastimes are melodious, like many nice melodies. We all like melodies in the kirtan. We love it when the kirtan is full of great melodies. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to tell Murari Gupta about these things and attract his mind to Krishna. He says Krishna, in 139, he says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the source of all incarnations, the origin of everything. Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita, in a purport, in chapter 7, text 19, he explains how Krishna is the source of everything. He mentions there in the verse that he's the father, the grandfather of the universe. And he explains that every one of us has relatives who are our parents and our grandparents. So he brings in the idea of parent and grandparent, which Krishna is saying, I'm the father, the grandfather, the grandmother, and so on. And he says, just, Prabhupada says in the purport, just think for a minute about your relatives. Who are they? They're all Krishna's marginal energy, aren't they? They're the jiva. There's jiva shakti of Krishna, the minute part and parcels of Krishna. That's who our grandparents and our parents really are, Prabhupada says. Therefore, he writes, one's grandparents and parents are nothing but Krishna. So that's quite a transcendental way to see it. We usually think in terms of the personalities that our relatives have. But Prabhupada sees their connection to Krishna, and he says they're nothing but Krishna. So in that way, Krishna is the source of, that's an example of how Krishna is the source of everything. And Krishna is pure transcendental love itself. Pure transcendental love, the words for that are nirmala, prema, nirmala. Means there's no contamination, it's pure love. When people say God is love, it's true, isn't it? But many people don't know these words, nirmala prema, or pure transcendental love. How is that love of God transcendental and pure? So this Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study of these things. So we'll get some special insights. Therefore, the book distributors are fired up to distribute the Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. And here it's also said, Lord Chaitanya says to Murari Gupta, Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, sarva rasa. All the rasas, he gives pleasure to everyone in a relationship with him. Then in text 140, Mahaprabhu says, Krishna is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. When we study the qualities of the devotees, sometimes we look at that list, the qualities of the devotees. The qualities are really nice. Devotees can have really nice qualities. And we should try to. Prabhupada said it's very important that our character be nice. And so these qualities, they're just a part, a percentage of Krishna's qualities. Krishna is like a mine of gems, a whole mine of gems. All kinds of gems. So many gems and mines. He's expert at everything. So we have, Krishna's our best friend. It's good to have a friend who's the best, most expert at everything. You can always rely on such a friend. He's very intelligent and he's sober. And I think that's Dira. Yeah, Dira. And he's Rasika Shekara, the master of all transcendental humors. I met a Rasika Shekara Das the other day at the Goshala. He's an older man. And he distributes bowls with vegetables that are cut up for the people to give to the cows. And he told me how he became a devotee. And he said the humor of Kadambakanana Swami attracted him to become initiated, his sense of humor. Here, so he got the name Rasika Shekara Das, the servant of the master of all transcendental humors. More humor by Kadambakanana Swami. He named him with a name that means humor. Then in the next verse, we have his character is very sweet, as we read a little, as I mentioned a little earlier. And his pastimes are melodious. He's expert in intelligence. And thus he enjoys all his pastimes and mellows. So this is what Lord Chaitanya was telling the people. And he's going to tell them about Murari Gupta's firm faith. So he says, now listen, I requested Murari Gupta, dear Murari, please worship Krishna and take shelter of him. Except for his service, there's nothing to appeal to the mind. How can anything appeal to your mind except Krishna's service? So Lord Chaitanya, he's in the mood of the purest devotee of Krishna. And that purest devotee of Krishna, nothing appeals to her mind except Krishna. So that's what's being expressed here. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues, text 143. In this way, he heard from me, and again, more than once, and by my influence, his mind was a little converted. What happened then? Murari Gupta replied, I am your servant, and your order carrier. I have no independent existence. So he accepted the idea that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggested. After this, Murari Gupta went home and spent the whole night thinking how he would have to give up the association of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. Thus he was overwhelmed. Murari Gupta then began to pray at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. He prayed that death would come to him that night because it was not possible for him to give up the service of the lotus feet of Raghunath. Thus Murari Gupta cried the whole night. There was no rest for his mind. Therefore, he could not sleep, but stayed awake the entire night. In the morning, Murari Gupta came to see me. Catching hold of my feet, and crying, he submitted an appeal. Mahārāja-gupta said, I've sold my head. Imagine that. I have sold my head unto the lotus feet of Raghunath. I cannot withdraw my head, for that would give me too much pain. It's not possible for me to give up the service of Raghunath's lotus feet. However, at the same time, if I do not do so, I shall break your order, Mahāprabhu. What can I do? In this way, Mahārāja-gupta appealed to Mahāprabhu. He appealed to me, saying, "You are all merciful, so kindly grant me this mercy. What mercy does he want? He says, "Grant me this mercy. Give me this mercy, Mahāprabhu. Let me die before you so that all my doubts will be finished." He was ready to give up his life to end the pain and the doubt. And doubt, of course, is the opposite of firm faith. And Chaitanya Mahāprabhu is praising him as having nishtha, firm faith. So what's going to happen next? Chaitanya Mahāprabhu said, "Hearing this, I became very happy. I then raised Mahārāja-gupta and embraced him. I said to him, 'All glories to you, Mahārāja-gupta. Your method of worship is firmly fixed, so much so that even upon my request, your mind did not turn.'" Then Mahāprabhu quotes a verse, or Krishnadas Kaviraj quotes a verse that Mahāprabhu said. And that verse is given in the purport in transliteration. Here the translation is given as text 154. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokula Nanda Sita Ram Lakshmana Hanuman Sri Sri Gunitai. Yesterday I was thinking how this is such an appropriate pastime for the Bhaktivedanta manor, because we have the deities of Raghunath here, Sita, Hanuman, Lakshman, and Radha Gokula Nanda and Gornitai. So we're talking about all of them. So Chaitanya Mahāprabhu says the servitor must have love and affection for the lotus feet of the Lord, exactly like this, exactly like you have, even if the Lord wants separation. A devotee cannot abandon the shelter of his lotus feet. Purport. The word Prabhu or master indicates that the Lord is to be continuously served by his devotee. The original Prabhu is the Lord, Sri Krishna. Nonetheless, there are many devotees attached to Lord Ramachandra, and Mahārāja-gupta is a vivid example of such unalloyed devotion. He never agreed to give up Lord Ramachandra's worship, not even upon Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's request. Such is the chastity of devotional service as stated in the Antilila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that verse reads, Sebhakta Danya, and so on. I'll just go down to the next paragraph. In a firm relationship with the Lord, the devotee does not give up the Lord's service under any circumstance. As such, as far as the Lord himself is concerned, If the devotee chooses to leave, the Lord brings him back again, dragging him by the hair. There's a very, very similar pastime described in the place in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that contains this verse. This verse is from Antya Lila. So I'll just tell you about that. It's a parallel circumstance. Mahaprabhu was describing to Sanatan Goswami, Mahaprabhu met Sanatan, and he said to him, "Your brother, Srila Rupa Goswami, was here for 10 months. He left for Bengal just 10 days ago." And then he gives him some news that he learned from Rupa Goswami. He says to Sanatan, "Your brother, Anupama, is now dead. He was a very good devotee who had firm conviction in Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. And skip to text 30. From the very beginning of his childhood, Sanatan Goswami says about his brother, "My younger brother Anupama was a great devotee of Raghunath, and he worshipped him with great determination. He always chanted the holy name of Raghunath and meditated upon him. He continuously heard about the activities of the Lord from the Ramayana and chanted about them. He also heard Srimad Bhagavatam, and he heard talks about Lord Krishna with us," Sanatana Goswami says. "And both Rupa and I examined Vallabha. Dear Vallabha, we said, please hear from us. Krishna is supremely attractive. His beauty, sweetness, and pastimes of love are without limit. Engage yourself in the devotional service of Krishna with the two of us. We three brothers shall stay together and enjoy discussing Krishna's pastimes." In this way, we spoke to him again and again. Does it sound like anyone you've heard about before? Lord Chaitanya saying the same thing to Murari Gupta. Because of this persuasion and his respect for us, his mind turned somewhat toward our instructions. Vallabha replied, "My dear brothers, how can I disobey your orders? Initiate me into the Krishna mantra so that I may perform devotional service to Lord Krishna." After saying this, that night he began to think, "Oh, how shall I give up the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath?" He stayed up all night and cried. I mean, we could, you know, switch books and same thing. In the morning he came to us and he submitted the plea, "I have sold my head at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. I cannot take it away, it would be too painful. It's impossible for me to give up the lotus feet of Ranganath. My heart breaks whenever I think of giving up his lotus feet." So Sanatan Goswami says, upon hearing this, Rupa and I each embraced him and encouraged him by saying, "You're a great saintly devotee, for your determination in devotional service is fixed." In this way, we praised him. And then Mahaprabhu says to him, "There was a similar incident with me concerning Murari Gupta." And then he quotes this verse, "Glorious is that devotee who does not give up the shelter of his Lord, and glorious is that Lord who does not abandon his servant. Even if the devotee chooses to leave, the Lord brings him back again, dragging him by the hair. If by chance a servant falls down and goes somewhere else, glorious is that master who captures him and brings him back by the hair. So it's time for us to stop almost. You can ask some questions. I'll just tell you there are in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are other pastimes about Mararigupta, some biographical information. For example, just one example. When Mararigupta was living in Navadvipa, when Lord Chaitanya was born. And he was a Kaviraj. He was an Ayurvedic physician. And he lived near the house of Jagannath Mishra. So he would see Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as a baby and as a child. And even as a householder, he observed Lord Chaitanya's pastimes during the first 20 years of his life. And he made notes. He wrote these down, and then he gave these notes to Krishnadas Kaviraj. There's other information also. Any questions, dear devotees?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your...
The microphone. We're waiting for the microphone to warm up.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Just I want to get your thoughts on something that's quite interesting. His attraction is for Lord Ram. And yet, isn't one of the books about Lord Chaitanya written by Mararigupta, isn't it? He one of our sources of, I think there's some diary, the diary of Mararigupta? It's one of the sources that we use.
I mentioned that, yeah, that yeah. He kept the diary of Chaitanya's pastimes.
So it's kind of interesting that the Chaitanya Leela, which is considered in terms of rasa to be so much more, it's interesting that the rasa in Chaitanya Leela is considered to be much higher. The person who's writing it is someone who's Ram Bhakta. So I think it's kind of interesting.
So you're observing that he was a Ram Bhakta, but he wrote down the pastimes he witnessed. Maybe that was the Lord's arrangement. Maybe he wasn't thinking, I'm the doer, I'm the Ram Bhakta, how can I concentrate on Chaitanya. Maybe that was an arrangement. I think sometimes that when we, in Srila Prabhupada's activities, he was sometimes accompanied by a servant who was very good at recording what was happening day by day, and then this servant later, after Prabhupada left the world, could produce many diaries telling us what happened day to day in his travels. So whose arrangement is that? That must be Krishna's arrangement, that Krishna sent a servant who was intent on keeping a diary. And other servants were less intent. Once I said to my god brother Gopal Krishna Goswami, you know, Maharaj, you do write well. You write excellent homages for Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. Are you going to maybe write a book about your experiences in Srila Prabhupada's service? And he said, I can't, unfortunately. I didn't keep a diary. So that's a case where maybe he was too busy and he was so absorbed. But we can also see that if someone like Hari Shari kept the diary so diligently, or Maharajagupta kept the diary, that was perhaps the arrangement of the Lord so those pastimes could be passed down.
Hare Krishna. So we see here, Muraregupta was extremely attached to Lord Ramachandra. How can we develop a similar attachment for Krishna?
Well, in my case, I can't say, because I'm like charcoal. Prabhupada said, if you scrub charcoal, it never becomes clean. So I have no idea. I'm sorry.
No, but you are...
What?
You should go press it and turn it to a diamond.
I'm sorry, I'm becoming harder to hear and speak clearly.
If you compress it, it turns into a diamond.
Compress what?
Charcoal, coal.
Yeah?
It turns into a diamond, doesn't it?
Oh, thank you.
No, why I ask this question from you, Ruji, because you have given your life to Krishna, so definitely you must be having a lot of attachment, so you're the right person to answer this.
I'm glad I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Why I ask this question from you is, you have given your life to Krishna.
No. So I'm a young man, I don't know. I have a picture here, if you want to see it, of me applying sandalwood paste to Prabhupada's forehead. You can come and look afterwards. You know, Prabhupada appeared 60 years ago. We just celebrated the anniversary of Prabhupada's coming to America, huh? And just for your information, kind of like just as a biographical detail about my life, I joined Prabhupada's movement after meeting his devotees a few times, and I joined in 1974 in January. So I was counting the number of years. Prabhupada came in 65, so 8 years passed, a little more than 8 years before I actually joined his movement. But you know what happened on the first weekend that I joined ISKCON? I had in my mind I would join the ashram for 6 months. You know, they have this program, Be a Monk, so it's sort of like that. I'll try it for 6 months. So I went to San Francisco by bus across America. And the day I arrived, the temple commander, who was a Cuban of all things, he said, hey, you know what you can do tomorrow? I said, what? He said, two members of our congregation are driving their car down to Los Angeles. You can go with them. He said, it takes all day to drive to Los Angeles. You'll get there in the evening. I said, well, what's going on? He said, Srila Prabhupada's there. And you can listen to his lecture on Sunday morning. I go, oh, Krishna is reciprocating with me, man. You know, I thought, Krishna's reciprocating with me. He arranged it. I could have the darshan and hear Prabhupada on my first weekend in ISKCON. Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.